All right. Ready, set, go.
Here we are, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Another episode of the podcast, The Joyride.
How you doing, man?
I mean, obviously always great, but right now, I mean, I'm sure you can hear it a little bit in there, feeling a little sick, but I think it's a nice metaphor into like what we want to talk about today.
Yeah.
So, Dan, give me the classic Dan quote. Like, Dan, what's going on with Live Free right now?
Man, we're busy.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, man. Yeah, busy. It's interesting. As we use those words, as we greet people all the time, like that is the new thing. It's like, instead of, oh, I'm doing well, I'm doing good, whatever people say, it's like, oh, busy.
Yeah.
I love it because it means that we're doing stuff. But what I don't love is that sometimes we confuse busyness with productivity.
Yeah. I think it's actually worth trying to take a step back from what we're in right now with this podcast to make this kind of therapeutic, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe we could be a little comparative, because I do know that in past years we've looked at this fourth quarter, especially the fall, you know, September through October, is something that's really busy for us, and we say, let's not do it to ourselves again. And here we are, yep, doing it to ourselves again. But right, let's try to maybe think about some growth in there too. Like, are we doing better at it? Like, are we spreading it out more? But then what has that also triggered? Like a desire, I want to do more? I don't know. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, man.
Think about last year and this year.
Well, to start, we are very busy. However, you know, I talked about busy and productive. We're definitely being productive as well. Last year was a whirlwind. You know, you had joined the team in official capacity. We took on, you know, doing that, we figured that we could take on more. In the moment, it felt like the right thing to do. When we made the decision, it felt like the right thing to do was to take on more.
Right.
And then when we were in it, we were like, man, this is a lot. Maybe it was too much to take on. However, you know, kind of taking the year to look at it, I think that we understood that there was area for us to improve, right? And because it was our first one, we were kind of going through that and realized that, you know, we could streamline this process. We could streamline processes a little bit more.
Right.
And I think we did a really good job at that. You know, in retrospect, you know, Katrina's crushing golf right now. We really had hands off. She did a good job with that last year too, but we still had hands on, and now it's like really hands off. Like, haven't really done much for that. She's been crushing that. And then the marketing stuff with Eileen and Anthony, they've taken that really off of our plate. So people are really just kind of falling into their little niche. And
yeah. And then even looking at baseball going on, as we've definitely been involved in that, because we talked about this privately, is, you know, the concept of having an event that you started and like you're the face of that people turn to, and trying to pass that off to somebody else, in me initially and then Tyler, has not been without its challenge.
Oh.
Because people expect to hear from you, you know, or they'll hear from him a few times and then they'll reach out to you. But I do think he's done a tremendous job in taking that on as well. And I think that's part of like why, I guess, it doesn't feel any different this year. I still feel busy.
Yeah.
Because I just, not that I keep adding, it's just, you know, if somebody's working on this, I can start working on this. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those.
And then for us, there's the balance of kids, right? Well, all of us in our office have kids. They're all, maybe with the exception of Tyler, they're all in some kind of activity. And only Tyler's because he's so young, but they're in activity. So there's fall sports, there's fall activities, right? School just started. There's all, and then you have the prospect of Christmas is right, you know, the holidays are right around the corner. You have Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah, New Year, right? You have that prospect. So it's a lot right now, man. It's a lot. And one of the things that you and I are notorious for is like losing things. And we're notorious for that. And I think it's because maybe we're slightly a little too busy where we're not focusing on the small details. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's the perfect metaphor to it. It's when you are doing too many big things, the little things start to fall off, like misplacing the microphones. Like Well, here we are filming this podcast. We hate to say last minute, but it is, you know, and it's because we couldn't find the mics, nor were they where they were supposed to be. So again, I think that also feeds it a little. Like you have all these perspectives on bigger things that you're trying to do. The little things, sometimes you lose them, but then again, they were right where they were. So sometimes I guess, is it okay then to overcommit and be busy? Because the little things do catch up, but then how many other little things are we missing? How long did you look for your keys today? You know.
Well, good thing I got the Tesla and it's on my phone. So now I've eliminated one of those things that, you know, it's not keys, phone, wallet anymore. It says phone, wallet. Actually, it's not even a wallet anymore either because of my phone's everything. So I've simplified that. But one of the things that I've found is prioritizing, right? It helps with that busy. However, when you start to really prioritize, unfortunately, things get kicked to the bottom.
They get pushed.
They get pushed and they get pushed and they get pushed. And then you start to realize, man, that thing that I thought wasn't as much of a priority actually was a big priority.
100%.
What are your thoughts on that, man? How do you navigate that?
Well, I mean, I start with being Irish and just being guilty all the time. I mean, truthfully though, you feel this element of guilt for not investing in something that ultimately, when you look back, needed the love, you know? I try to use it as a point of reflection to the degree that I guess, but maybe it doesn't even work because I end up just going back and doing it over again. I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard to get through. Like, let's use, I guess what I'm searching for here, my rambling is an example. Let's use beefsteak, I guess, as an example right now. You know, here's an event that is tremendous and we know it's going to be amazing. And we're a couple weeks out from that right now.
Nervous
about it. But, and we know people are going to come, you know, I guess it's just a matter of like, what do we actually have committed at this point?
Right.
What vendors have we connected with? And I guess, are the microphones where they're supposed to be right now? Is what I'm wondering,
yeah.
You know? I don't know. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
So I try to really focus on the details of things a lot, but when you have a lot of things going on, that's a lot of details, right? So we talk about prioritizing and I always go back to, is it busy or is it productive? Because if it's just busy, it's probably not going to serve.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it could be a distraction. I want to talk about that. We'll put a pin in that for a second because I want to go there. But a lot of times for me, my planning is this productive? Is this going to advance what we're trying to do, both personally and, you know, is it going to make my kids better? Is it going to make them better humans? Is it going to teach them a lesson? And then, you know, but I also want to balance, like, sometimes we need a little bit of nonsense in our lives,
of course,
right? That doesn't mean anything. It's just kind of reset. But that's what I try to attempt is this going to be productive or is this just busy work? One thing that I find, and this is just for me, and I don't know how everyone else is, although a lot of my friends do this, I find when I'm really busy, I actually add more to my plate to self-sabotage. Mm. And it's really weird because I'll prioritize things or I'll make things, a priority that really isn't a priority, right? And I talk, Katrina and I, a couple years back, we had all these events coming up. This is before we had a lot of help. And I decided that I was gonna redesign a pantry closet. Like, I wallpapered it and I put new shelving up and I had everything laid out. And it was like this, it hit me then. It was like, I'm self-sabotaging right now. I'm just adding more to kind of be a distraction. Tell me about that. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's something that we all struggle with. It's a behavioral coping mechanism,
yeah.
You know? And I think that when we feel overwhelmed, we want to try to gain control of something. And I mean, what better connection to the community that we are raising funds for, right? I mean, when you feel out of control, you just are, you're grabbing for the wall, right? Holding on as much as you can. And sometimes you just sit there holding on instead of trying to find progress up or down, right? And I think that fits in exactly with how we do things. When I try to set my priorities, and again, a lot of this comes from experience. And there's a fine line between, like, I feel equally dedicated to my family and my profession. Like, I try to find a perfect balance between those two things. And when I say profession, it's my calling, the thing that I do. Like, I represent us every second, and I do that with such pride. And then I have a family that I represent every single day, and I do that with such pride. So those are the two things that are most important to me. So I think finding the middle ground of that is really challenging sometimes, because what you'll get is criticism from one side or the other, or critique from one side or the other. When you're trying to do, like, right now I need to do more for this side. And then it's like, well, you know, what the hell? Right now I need to do more for this side. I think you can identify with that too.
Absolutely. And that's another part of being busy, right? Is I happen to work with my partner. We do a really good job of putting that aside. Sometimes we blur the line, but we just get along. We communicate well. Ooh. However, priorities, we are busy. So then we try to prioritize, and the things that may be really important to Katrina, like doing, you know, stuff around the house and that doesn't take a priority to me. Therefore, she sometimes feels as though I'm neglecting what is important to her.
Right.
Because I'm so damn busy that I'm trying to handle other things. And in that priority, I just feel like, oh, she's good. She's got it. Those are her priorities. Let her do it. But I'm also not giving any like importance to what her priorities are. And that's a challenge because I don't do it intentionally. I tell her all the time, it's like, I'm not that much of a jerk where you ask me to do this. But to her point, she shouldn't have to ask.
Correct.
She shouldn't have to ask. But in my mind, because we're so busy, I am prioritizing, right? And that's one of my downfalls, is trying to prioritize what's important to other people, which is like, I mean, look at your eyes, you light up, because it's like, it's so hard.
That's where communication really comes in,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And trying to explain your priority,
right,
and why you're doing the thing that you're doing. But no matter how much you explain it, like, you, I know why going to this event is really important. I need to be there for 12 hours to make sure that it works,
right?
You know, but you know, same thing on my end of my family. It's like, well, that's great, you know, but we need you for 5 hours.
Yes, sir.
And it's like, you're right. You do.
You're right.
You know, and how do you manage that? How do you prioritize it? And I think it's something that we are getting better at here. Not because we have the team is growing, right? We have more people that we can lean on a little bit more. I'm not saying that we're there yet. You know, because I'm looking at like baseball weekend, for instance. Miles has a 7 a.m. hockey game on Saturday and a 7 a.m. hockey game on Sunday. We haven't had a conversation yet about whether that's even a possibility for me. And then how do I feel about the team showing up at 6 a.m. to set up? And then I come in after his hockey games at 8:30 and start delivering the messaging, which again is just as important as the setup. But are we to the point yet where it's kind of like the same conversation I have with my wife at home when we're balancing family? Does the team recognize my priorities as well? I think that's still new here, right? We're still in the last, maybe even to the honeymoon.
Last year was the first year, last year's baseball event, I snuck away for Armando's football game, and I only went for a half. I didn't even go for the whole thing. And it felt so bizarre, but it was important. It was important to my family that I was here. It was important to me. It was important to my son to be there. So we, to your point, we are growing and we are doing these things that are going to be, you know, kind of take that off of us. But
it's important to me to hear that from you as well. And I knew that then when you and Katrina needed to go to the game, I was like, go. We got this. We're going to be fine. You know, we were. And did we hustle around a little bit? Did we have to put out a couple of fires? Well, of course we did.
Yeah.
But even if you were there, we've been doing the same thing.
Sure.
You know, so I think so much of it is about how you feel about yourself and your perception of how others feel about things that you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's never going to change. It's never going away, right?
It's so hard, man. I'll give you another one. Like, super busy this week. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. We have baseball coming up. We have the golf tournament and we have beefsteak, all within 4 weeks of each other right now. As we sit here today, podcast is going to be launched tomorrow, right? I got a call on Sunday like, hey, Dan, I need you to play in this golf tournament. And I love playing golf and I love the people that I want to go to and I want to support them. It's just on my priority list. It was like, this was so low, but it was important to them. So I had to make it a priority.
Right.
And now everything else is going to be pushed back at a minimum one day. And then that snowball effect, it's going to catch up. And then I'm going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, shit, I didn't reach out to this person. I didn't do this. And where did I put the microphones? You know, maybe I have another closet to remodel. You know what I mean? Like,
I get it.
It's so hard. And that's why, you know, the best advice that I can give myself and maybe other people is like, really just pause in the moment and really think if it's a priority or not.
Right.
Because we are busy. That is what the life we live, you know. The best part of COVID was that we slowed down. I loved that we slowed down for a few minutes and we, you know, we didn't spend so much time being busy. We're at home doing things with our family and it slowed down. And I thought that there was hope that we would slow down a little bit, but it's for me personally, it's been worse. Like it's way more busy.
I think the thing that I appreciate about what you said in finding the pause button in the midst of it is like you have to find moments of peace within chaos, you know, and I maybe chaos is the wrong word, but it's like
it feels that way.
But like, again, maybe it is.
It feels that way.
The reason I said it's the wrong word is because peace is the thing that helps you, you know, bring some order to the chaos.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, for us, fall's always going to be nuts. And it's always going to be like, how are we accomplishing all of these things? You know, and then like, and then we're always going to look back and say, here are 6 or 7 things we could have done to increase revenue, make it a better time,
right,
like have more time for us or divide out this or go to this, you know, and we have to understand that those things are going to happen. But then we also have to have the peace of mind to know what we accomplished,
yeah,
you know, and I don't ever want to settle for anything less for Live Free, but, you know, and maybe this is a knock on wood moment. We haven't hosted an event yet that's lost money in the last 2 years. We're not in the red in any of those things. You know, yeah, we definitely want to bring in more at these events, but we are still showing people a good time. We're still doing our thing. And we still find moments like this to maybe laugh a little bit about it and hopefully move past it.
Well, that's our 17, man. I appreciate this conversation. This was a big one. And I think it's something that we'll probably tackle again, too, because, you know, we're all busy, so.
It's always chaos.
Until then, stay productive, y'all.
Yeah, keep prioritizing.
Later.
Peace.